Connecticut will receive $5.4 million in federal coronavirus relief money to help provide safe polling places when the state holds its presidential primary June 2nd. But the state's strict absentee ballot restrictions will stay in place. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Secretary of the State Denise Merrill says Connecticut is behind most of the country when it comes to mailing voting. She says that's because its standards for absentee ballots are mandated by the state constitution.
They cannot be overridden even by the governor. So we're struggling to find a way to get more people to be able to vote by mail as opposed to coming to a polling place. And that's a big change from the way we've been doing things.
Merrill has urged Governor Ned Lamont to use his coronavirus emergency powers to remove some of the restrictions. She says cities and towns would use the federal money to handle what is expected to be an increase in mailing voting in the 2020 elections because of COVID-19. Ebong Udama, WSH News.